Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to be joined all the way somewhere in Liverpool, by Liam Smith. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. I'm good, you?
Yeah. So when you was in the barbers earlier, when you go in there, what do you say to them? Like, what do you actually say, or do they just know?
Make me look the best you can, no. Come on, mate. Just, like I say, I can't do much with this, but I've got hair. It's just silver.
I know. Do you know what? People go on about your hair, but I'd rather have a full head of silver hair than be receding, and your hair looks well alright. So,
well, no, what, Coog? It's never had an ounce, never had a drop of dye in it. It's never been under a whatever scope. Like, you know, I've got a good head of hair, but it's just silver, so I'll take that.
I'll take it. I know. Don't worry about that. Okay, so it's been what, 5 days since a sensational night in Manchester for yourself. Obviously, I've been to the majority of your fights, and that one, it looked like, without kind of saying it, it was a pressure fight for yourself. I mean, a pressure fight for Chris as well, but for yourself, coming at this stage of your career, this was like, yeah, there was a lot of pressure on you to kind of deliver, and you did. But let's talk about the aftermath of that. After, immediately after the fight, Chris Eubank, you know, I thought, spoke quite well of the defeat, said, listen, it was a, not a lucky punch, but it's a punch from the gods, and you know that kind of decided or contributed to his defeat. But since then, there's been reports of, which obviously you're very well aware of, about Chris Eubank's team potentially appealing to the British Boxing Board of Control for an alleged elbow. Yeah. Now, I've watched this clip that's been sent to me multiple times, and I can't really work out what I'm looking at, really, because if there is an elbow there, it's in the flow or flurry of punches that part of your elbow may have caught Chris, etc. But when were you first alerted to this being a thing, if that makes sense?
The thing got made up of a troll Twitter account who does not like me, goes against me all the time. Don't even want to give the name of it a shout out, but it's, and you know, like VAR, everything looks way slow motion. They put this thing up slow motion, me hand clips him and me wrist hits him, me elbows down there, me elbows on the floor, like below, me wrist clips Chris on the top of the head in slow motion, by the way. Absolute laughable. Like, that's already after the right hand, that's already rock Chris. Then after that, the left uppercut goes, the left hook goes. And like I said, in reply to Chris with the lucky, the shot of a lifetime, what one was the shot of the lifetime, Chris? The right hand that face wobbled you, the left uppercut that nearly took your head off, or the left hoop that dropped you. And like I said, the boxing Twitter that put that out, you know, got a few bites. And I don't know, like I said, I'm scared to say anything in case it comes across the wrong way, like what I said last time, but I don't know whether Callie has been out on the ale or what, but Callie, you know, he's embarrassing himself by doing this because when stats got put out, Coogan, it's gone down like a lead balloon for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, we haven't really heard from Eubank as such.
That's what I mean. Let's wait in the from Chris. Look, that's from Carla. Now, I know boxing inside out, so I know that will also have been okay by Chris. But let's wait and see what Chris says, because again, it's laughable all the things I'm hearing, and you know, it's just so hard to give credit nowadays. I'm hearing people blaming the weight. I know Woodhouse saying, you know, Johnny Nelson will never give us credit anyway. You know, he finds it hard to give me credit. So, you know, he always backs against us anyway. But Johnny blamed the weight minutes after the fight. I know Woodhouse blamed Chris overlooking me. Now the elbow's coming into it. People are forgetting. And like I got put out today, I fought Chris at Chris's weight, 160, not 159, not 158, and not 157. I fought Chris at Chris's weight. Chris has had two fights at 168. Every other fight has been 160. That was Chris's weight. I've had two fights in my whole career at 160. It was Chris's weight. It was not my weight. It was not a catch weight either. So, you know, I'm sick of hearing all that bollocks. Just swallow your pride and give me the credit I deserve for that fight. And any excuses you want to pull out, keep them to yourself and put it right in the rematch.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few people say to me, like in person, about the weight situation, and I said the same thing I'll say to everyone. You didn't address the weight situation before the fight, so why are you addressing it now?
And so the weight situation, Coogan, sorry to interrupt you, but the weight situation's more embarrassing on Chris's behalf, because then next time they do it, he's going to lose all the sponsorships. You can't put pictures up eating a KFC the day before the weigh-in. I know it's publicity, but you're biting a chicken drumstick. You weighed in a pound under, like you're a proper professional with a nutritionist, Chris. A pound, play with the pounds. You know, weigh in bang on 160. The fight was 160. If you struggled that bad to make that weight, why have you come in a full pound under now? To the outsiders looking in, a pound is not a lot. But to somebody struggling that weight, a pound is an awful lot. So you don't need to come in that full pound under. Come in 1 ounce under.
Well, look, listen, ifs and buts and whatever else. The talking point, obviously, from a rematch perspective is... and to be fair, the rematch would have happened, I'm assuming, or there was a high possibility of it happening without the complaint of an alleged elbow from yourself anyway, because you knew there was a rematch that could have been activated. We understand that is... what Chris Eubank will do. We don't know that for definite, but I'm sure that after the fight that you were kind of almost preparing yourself for your next fight being against Chris again.
I said before, and you know, they want a rematch clause, fine by me. I'll beat them once, I'll beat them twice. I fully stand by that. But let's wait and see if Chris does activate that rematch clause. If he activates it, fire away, you know, I'll be ready for whenever that rematch may be. But the two interviews I've seen of Chris since the fight, I think it's the only two he's done. He's kind of talking about having a fight before fighting me. You know, he's like, we will meet down the line, and if the fans want it again, we'll have it again. So I don't know whether Chris fully wants that rematch next, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've not seen those comments, but yeah, I think everyone kind of judging the situation would think, depends how Chris looks at it. If he generally thinks that there was reasons why he can put right to go straight back into a rematch with you, then that's one thing. But if there is a fight in between, I mean, I don't know how that works in terms of the rematch clause, whether he can take a fight and then fight you, because I'm sure if he takes a fight, then that's kind of void. That's up to you whether that fight happens or not, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, you're spot on. You know, he's got 3 weeks left now to activate this rematch clause next. If not, then it's gone. I've got no obligation then to accept a rematch. I've got no reason to. I'll move on with me career and what's best for me then. But, you know, if he accepts the rematch, so be it. I beat him once, I'll beat him again.
Am I right in saying, though, for you, financially and also kind of as a move forward, that this rematch, because I'm looking at it, I think this rematch is quite big now, just because the manner in which you won, it leaves a lot of unanswered questions, not from your side, but from Eubank's side. So I look at this potential rematch as quite a big rematch now, if it is to happen. Do you look at it like that?
Yes, I do, in a sense that, look, it was it started off a good fight, you know, it started off, and then, you know, and then the end happened. But I think the rematch is obviously a lot of people now is expecting me to win the rematch also. No, the people who say it was 50-50, 60-40, Eubank, you know, I think it'll be 70-30, 80-20 people picking me to win that rematch now. But look, I didn't pull it out of thin air. That just cemented more or no. Again, the fight's over now. I'm not even going to say to you, like, I said what I said about the sparring to get in his head. I never. I know I've kissed the body. I know I can hurt him in the head now too. So, you know, there's not a chance because Eubank Jr. beats me in this rematch.
Is it satisfying for you that, and I'll admit, like, of all the outcomes, I think you stopping Chris early within four rounds was kind of at the other end of what I thought could happen, all the possibilities. But for yourself and for your team, how satisfying is that to get the one result by stoppage as early as the fourth round, where everyone's going, well, I didn't see that coming. Is that satisfying for you or not?
It's very satisfying because of the way the fight week went and the interviews I got. But it's basically like, I basically got told, you can't hear Chris the head, so it's pointless you're trying. Do you know what I mean? That was the sense of, that was how it got made to me in the public, in the medias. And, you know, it was like, you know, Chris has got a great chin. I've got a very good chin. But that doesn't mean to say, and I said beforehand, like, you hit someone on the right spot, you think they're not going, you think Chris can't be here if he gets it on the right spot. And that was the best way to answer them questions. And do I punch as hard as George Rose? No. Have I just hit him on the button in a better place than George? Yes. And that's it. And like I said before, I think I don't know that Chris fully lives and prides himself on that chin, that air of instability about he can't be hurt. Chris Eubank Jr. might never be the same fighter again now after that. And that's just from the outside looking at him. You know, that was a big defeat for him to take. He's being dropped. He's got up. He's stumbled around that ring. And, like, it's a bit different. I said before, Ann Coogan, he's never been found wanting for the chin, for the fitness, for the durability side to it. He's always been found wanting with his skills and fundamental side. Now he's lost that air of invincibility about his chin. And he knows he can be hurt now. He's going to have that fear in his mind of it happening again. Will he be the same fighter again? I don't know.
A little bit of an if and but here, but obviously immediately after your fight, a little bit of attention drew to Conor Benn, and you had Eddie Hearn saying it's probably, you know, a good thing, or kind of alluding to the fact that it's a good thing that Conor Benn didn't fight Chris Eubank at that time, at the weight they were going to fight as well. Conor Benn's obviously taken to social media, so has Billy Joe Saunders. You're not surprised by that reaction. I mean, Chris Eubank has had long history, worse than yourself, with obviously Conor Benn now and also Billy Joe Saunders. So that's obviously to be expected.
Yeah, they both got their own personal beef with Chris. And like I said, I'll leave them at that, but don't dare downgrade my win. Don't dare, don't dare, what, so you to beat him in two? What, you think you're a better fighter than me? Don't, mate. Just like, have your own digs at him, but don't dare downplay my win.
For yourself, though, for 2023 now, look, if we move this Chris Eubank potential rematch aside, what are you looking to do? Do you want to win another world title? Is that what you want to do before you retire?
That's what I wanted to do when I set me stall out for my next goals. I want to become a two-time world champion. You know, this gives me an option to become a two-weight world champion. But I'll see what options, I'll see where I go in the middleweight rankings now also, and kind of make a decision to the governing bodies that I want to stay and keep my rankings now at 154. Or I can take the rematch with Chris, but obviously we need to give Chris his 3 weeks notice, and, you know, it's time for him. If he decides he wants the rematch, I'll fully take the rematch. But, you know, like I said, we'll see where I go. We'll see what happens now. The WBC title at middleweight hasn't been 4-4 for over 12 months with Charlo. And Charlo is also calling out the winner of Benavidez and Plant. So he's also calling out somebody at 168. Be interested to see what happens with that title. Obviously, this was mandatory for Triple G. I've seen Tom Lowford do an interview saying he's enthusiastic and he'd be thingy with the fight with myself. So I'm in a good position, Coogan. I said all along, I'd be Chris. It puts me in a very good position again. So Cal Brook said he'd like to fight the winner beforehand. Billy Joel.
Liam, do you feel like you're at the end of your career? Because that was a kind of that was a peak performance from yourself. And like obviously we know factors contribute to like wins like that, etc. But I don't know, it doesn't feel like you're at the end of your career. It feels like you're kind of possibly you're still there and could mix it potentially with anyone there at that weight.
I said Coogan a lot, and this is, you know, people will laugh, people will take the piss out of what I'm going to say next, because obviously it'll get quoted and shortened, but I get judged because I've got grey hair, mate, and that's a fact. And you know, I'm 34, but I've had five fights in 18 months, maybe. The momentum I'm getting, the performances, the results are speaking for themselves. It's all I ever asked for. Am I a good fighter at 34, physically wise as I was at 28? Maybe not. Mentally wise and experience-wise, I'm a well better fighter than I was at 28. And I'm getting good momentum, which I've craved my whole career. So since me taking the fight in Russia, I've had very good momentum with Fowler, Vargas, Hassan, Chris. And, you know, by all accounts, I'm going to keep getting momentum. But I've always said, mate, I train well, I live a good life. And, you know, I feel I've got long left here. I feel I've got a good few left in me.
Just the final one before I do let you go. I do want to ask this because I've seen a few outlets kind of keep going on about some of your comments from the week to try and not, I'm saying they're trying to take credit away from the win, but they were still bringing up them comments. Has that frustrated you? I think you've said what you said, and I think you've apologised multiple times, and I don't really know what more you can do. And that's just me saying that. I don't know what more you can do. You've apologised on several occasions, twice with IFL and on numerous other channels and sites and whatever else. So has that frustrated you?
Yeah, it has to a certain extent. But look, I have to live with it. You know, I said beforehand, I'll have lost fans who I'll never get back. They'll never forgive me for it. But they'll probably never believe me that I never meant nothing by it. Like I said, I've got friends of that sexuality, male and female, you know, and it was just one of them things. But it's also the power of social media, and then it's the it gives the people who don't like me already, it gives the trolls, it gives everybody ammo. So look, you know, I can only do what I can control, and I can't control the people. So if you accept my apology, great. If you don't, then so be it. You know, unfollow, bet against me, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Okay, well, listen, Liam, appreciate your time as always. What are you doing tonight? You going out?
Yes, we've got a so me, Paul, and Cracker have done like a bit of a party, like a celebration thing tonight. So we've got like a little drink load of family and friends.
How long will it take me to get to Liverpool?
By the way, mate, vodka's like coke waiting for you here.
4 hours. Yeah. Listen, I'll maybe see you next week. Listen, appreciate your time, mate. And yeah, we'll see how this pans out. But if that's the way of it, I'm sure you're kind of prepared for whatever avenue you've got to go down for your next fight, whatever it is, then I'm sure you're kind of, yeah, like I said, you're prepared for that either way.
Definitely, mate. I'm like I said, any of the names, I always have been Coogan. Look at my whole career. I've always been, whoever they throw at me, there's not many, if any, opponents I've knocked back in my 15, 16 year career. So sounds mad, that doesn't it? 15, 16 years. I'd say I had my professional debut October 2008.
It's mad, isn't it?
When I'm in 2023.
And he's still here. Headlining pay-per-view shows. Liam, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, and we'll definitely catch up with you again soon, mate.
Nice one, Coogan. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. time, mate.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.